Radio Prague News. A Czech soldier serving in Logar, Afghanistan, suffered light injuries on Tuesday in an ammunition explosion. The lower house of the Czech parliament has approved the first stage of the government's healthcare reform, and Czech Railways has said it is scrapping the position of ombudsman. A Czech soldier serving on the provincial reconstruction team in Logar, Afghanistan, suffered light injuries in an ammunition explosion. The incident happened on Tuesday morning at a training site near the Shank military base. A spokesman for the General Chief of Staff said the soldier was injured on the leg by flying shrapnel and was treated at the military base nearby. He is to be transported to the military hospital in Kabul. The lower house of the Czech parliament on Tuesday approved the first stage of the government's healthcare reform. The legislation will introduce standard healthcare covered by public insurance and above standard care people will pay for extra. The bills will also increase fees for hospital stays and visits to the doctor. The ruling coalition, which has 115 seats in the 200-member lower house, decided to push ahead with the reform despite protests by the country's labour unions and employers. The opposition Social Democrats and the Communist Party have said they will take the health bill to the Constitutional Court on the grounds that it violates people's right to health care on the grounds of insurance and will result in the socially weaker groups of the population getting cheaper, less suitable and less effective treatment. It has not yet been decided who will be the arbiter of what constitutes basic and above standard care. The opposition Social Democrats say they want to outline an alternate pension reform based on a broad debate with the public. The party says the main aim will be to stabilise the present pension system, launch a broad debate on what the retirement age should be, and focus on transformation of the present pension funds rather than the creation of new ones. Czech Railways has announced that Petr Fejk is leaving the post of ombudsman and the position itself is to be scrapped. A storm of controversy broke out over the need for a railway ombudsman after it emerged that Mr. Fejk was getting paid over a quarter of a million crowns a month for dealing with passengers' complaints. Prime Minister Petr Nečas said on learning the news that he would look into the matter, and it has now been announced that the salaries and bonuses of all managers at Czech Railways will be scrutinised. In a supplement called Doing Business in the Czech Republic, Britain's Financial Times says the country's open economy is profiting from neighbouring Germany and has returned to growth after a severe recession in 2009. However, it says the Czech Republic's weak institutions and constant corruption scandals are severely undermining the country's economic potential. The paper cites Weston Stacey, executive director of the American Chamber of Commerce in the Czech Republic, who says the corruption issue is less critical in the private sector, but investors who have to deal with the public sector face a lot of problems. And finally, a quick look at the weather forecast. Wednesday is expected to bring overcast and rainy weather with hailstorms and high wind predicted across the country. Day temperatures between 22 and 26 degrees Celsius. I'm Danielle Lazarova, and that's the end of the news.